Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn page 218. This is Simon Shin Ches, Si'ifim Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Hey, and Lamed Vav. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Si'if Lamed Beis, Dug Meluach Mutal Tatal of Hashem Meluach Hasim, Mnei Sheinu Ra'ui. If you have a salted fish like herring, it's not mukza because it's edible. But if it's not salted and it's just raw fish, then it's mukza, because what use could anyone possibly have for raw fish? This all is society dependent. Nowadays, a lot of people very much enjoy certain types of raw fish. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Chavav, Dav Maluach, Bein Amin Shekori Herring, Bein Kol Aminim, whether it's herring or other fish, Tekivin Shu Maluach, Roi Lechol Eidei Edcha, Kama Basur Chazilumtza, Vuadin Dag Ma'ushan. Same would be for a smoked fish. Any fish that's edible, even if it's not the most delicious way to eat fish, that's not going to be mukza. But if it's not even salted, it's just raw, then it's mukza, because Mipnei Sheinu Ro'i. Taz Perish, Dainu Sheinu Ro'i Af L'Klavim. Taz says, when we say it's Sheinu Ro'i, it means it's not even edible for a dog. Because if it were at least edible for a dog, then it would not be mukza. Magnavram says, well, wait just a second. Even if it's edible for a dog, but you plan on using this for human consumption, you just have to wait till Motzoi Shabbos, till you can prepare it and cook it for human consumption, that is mukza, even though it's right for a dog, because you have no plans of using it for a dog. Well, so it's a machlokas, Tazen Magen Avram. If it's ro'i for a dog, does that automatically mean it's not mukta? Or do we say, no, it still might be mukta because you don't plan on using it for a dog? And therefore it turned out that you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to handle cold fats from an animal that is not edible. Even though a dog would eat it, because you don't plan on having a dog eating it. You plan on having a human being eat it, and therefore you're maksa midaita, because you want to wait till Motzai Shabbos. See if lamed gimel kameya sheinu mumcha aval bishen yotzim bo metaltel noso, an amulet that is not proven to work, even though you're not allowed to go out to Rosh Hasharabim with it, it's not muktza. Says we already had a whole discussion about what's called a kamea mumcha. That you're not allowed to go out with it into Rosh Hashanah. Mavel karmel shari daf Rosh Hashanah kachiv chatos derech malbushuv loasarach midraban mele bekarmel shari. You are allowed to go out with a kamea sheinu mumcha into a karmelis, because going out even into Rosh Hashanah with a kamea is derech malbush, so it's only asar midrabanan. Going out with anything to a karmelis is rabanan. So when you put those two drabanas together, it's mutter to go out with a kamei sheinu mumcha to a karmelis. The theme mash nogin the idna k'svar achron lel b'sim shin gimel sif yud ches kein kaz b'sefer el yirabe v'chein tzid gam kim b'sefer tzav shabbos lorz k'mar shal shemekel b'karmelis. This is what a lot of the achronim say, that to go out with a kamei sheinu mumcha into a karmelis is mutter. Ude lo k'magin avram, but that's against the magin avram. U b'sefer shulchan atzei shitim pasa gam kim the mutter lorz karmelis b'stam kamei shalob b'dku v'lo ho'il avu b'kamei sheinu mumcha v'aday af l'karmelis aser. In the Sefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim, he makes the following distinction, that there are actually three types of kameos. There's a kamea mumcha that you can even go out with in Rosh Hasharabim. There's a kamea that, I don't know, maybe yeah, maybe no, it's not proven one way or the other, that you can go out with into a karmelis. And then there's a kamea that I know for sure doesn't work, and that you're not even allowed to go out with into a karmelis, and therefore it's going to be muktza, because it has absolutely no use for you on Shabbos. Se'if la'medalid, kol dover mutunav, kigon re'i, v'ki, v'tzoa, anything disgusting like excrement or vomit or things like that, bein shel adam bein shel tarnagolim, whether it's human excrement or chicken excrement, uchayotzi behem, or from other animals, im hayu b'chatzar sheyosh ma'mutal atziyum la'ashba lebeis hakisei avafilu below kli. If it's in a place where it's a residential place where people live and they're trying, you know, it's in the middle of your living room, so you're allowed to take it out even without a kli, you're allowed to just pick it up and remove it from your residence. But im hayu b'chatzar sheyno darsham, but if it's in a place where nobody lives, asalotziyam, you're not allowed to take it out. But if it's even in a place where nobody lives, but you're afraid a kid is going to be playing there and he's going to get filthy with it, you're not allowed to pick it up to take it out, but you could cover it with a kli. A
dead mouse would constitute a graf shalri. That's disgusting enough to want to remove. There's a machlokas
among contemporary achronim, what if you have a live mouse in a mouse trap? Is that considered, you know, in a glue trap or something like that? Is that considered disgusting enough to be a graf shel ri? So Rav Nissim Krell says no. Rav Eliashiv says yes, that is disgusting enough that you're allowed to remove it from your residence. So your wife paskins like Rav Eliashiv. Sheyoshimba, hainu shedarimba. So a place that you live, meaning is means shedarimba, that you live there. Kamal chaterus haisus v'nei abadim shum makom jesus regel. Like the chaterus in front of your house where people walk by. V'itiru lefnosim mishum kvodo. And you're allowed to remove it from there for the sake of the dignity of the, you know, of living there. V'adinim umunach b'makom jesus regel motul sakul tzadim. And also if it's in an alleyway where people pass by, you're allowed to move it off to the side. V'afilu below kli, kamash melon delo tema delo itiru letaltel rak agav keli. It's telling me that you don't, that you don't need another kli to move it. You could just move it via dayin. She'eno darsham bein shu chatzar acheret, so shu chatzar she'achorei batim, o shu munach ba'ashra shem chatzar, does us l'tatlam. What would be an example of a place that's not a residence? Like some other chatzar that nobody lives in, or the chatzar that's behind your house where you never go, or a place that's in the ashpa in the chatzar where no one ever goes, then you're not allowed to remove it from there because that's exactly, it's not going to be mafriya the way anyone lives. So asalotiyam dalo chasilimidi v'mukta kevan, because it's not roi for any use, and it's like a stone, it's mukta. And also the toilet bowl, even if it doesn't have any excrement in it, is also because it's a place where you do not live. But if it's already full, meaning they didn't have plumbing, so if it was filled up, so you couldn't use it anymore. So if it was already full, and people may still need to use the bathroom, so then you are allowed to remove it, because kavod abrios, for people to be able to use the bathroom. If you're afraid your kid is going to get dirty, so you're allowed to cover it with a kliyash. Because one might have thought that you're not allowed to move the kli that you're using to cover it unless it's for the tzorach of an item that's not mukta. And here you're moving a kli for the tzorach of an item that is mukta. Even though you're allowed to take out a graf shel ri avid shel meir glayim, meaning the toilet, also lachzira, you're not allowed to bring it back in, unless you put water inside of it. Says Mishmur Kovlam Vav Lotzi Graf, Grafa Avit Shneim Shal Cheres. Both the Graf Shalri and Avit Shalmei Raglayim are made out of pottery. El Shalri Nikra Graf, Shalmei Raglayim Nikra Avit. It's just that the toilet is called the Graf and the urinal is called the Avit. Vua Dinim Ushal Eitz, but it could have been made out of wood as well. Vayinelsin Pesayin Le'inyan Imu Shal Matachos. And there's a separate discussion. What if it's made out of metal? Maybe it doesn't get quite as disgusting. Like our toilet bowls don't get so disgusting. They clean off quite nicely. V'ine grafa of it, afal pishu kli, a graf and an ovit, even though it is a kli, mikol makom u'b'chal mukta machmas gufo mishum demaras harbe. Fascinating concept. Normally, when you have something that's a kli, like a bucket, so it's a kli. At worst it could be is a kli shemlach l'lisir. But over here, you have something that's a kli, and we treat it like mukta machmas gufo. Why? It's a kli. Because it's so disgusting that it like loses its status of a kli. V'chamir mistam mukta machmas mi is the kind of it's worse than regular mukta machmas mius. The graf hu ke'evin v'domein. It has the status of like a rock, like pure mukta. V'rak lo tzion mimakom shadarsha mitiru mishum kvodo. The only time you're allowed to move it is if it's from your place of residence for the sake of your dignity. Avlach ziran tzaruch mayim does metaltan ayde mayim. But to bring it back, you need to put water in it because then you're being metaltalit for the sake of the water. Kuflam et zayin elim kein. Kasma gram do biyod mutta lachzir af below mayim vayin meli rab primogad v'shem fak. Magen Avraham says, you know, if you had picked it up to take it out and dump out the Re'i or the Meir Aglayim, and you're still holding it, you're allowed to bring it back in. It's only if you had placed it down that you're not allowed to pick it back up to bring it back in unless there's water inside. What kind of water? The water has to at least be water that an animal would drink. Because otherwise, the water is also filthy. I mean, you're taking this filthy toilet, you're dumping out its contents, and you're putting a little bit of water in there. What use does that water have? So only if an animal would drink it is it considered useful water and therefore not mukta. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like even if you don't need it anymore inside to be able to take out further tzoa and meir glayim, you're still allowed to bring it back in if there's water in it. However, others say, no, the whole discussion only begins if you need to bring it back inside. The Eliyarabba says, if you know that it's safe where it is outside, and you don't really need it inside, then even with water, you shouldn't bring it back in. Seif Lamed Vav. You shouldn't generate a situation of a graf shel ri on purpose. Like to bring something that you know will get gross and therefore you're going to have to remove it. So that you can remove it once it gets gross. But if you did that, you are still allowed to take it out. The Gemara sounds like even if you didn't do it for the purpose of later removing it, it's just something that is that ultimately you might want to remove. It's also aser. Because even though we allow you to remove something disgusting from your place of residence, but to make something that's going to for sure become disgusting and that you're going to have to take out this worst form of muktzah, this horrible form of muktzah, that's aser to do. Shulchan Aruch k'day lo tzio. So when the Shulchan Aruch says that you did it in order to take it out, mishum seifa nakat. He only gives such an example to highlight the seifa. The b'diavad ain lesser avshech nisu ba'ofen zeh. That b'diavad you're still allowed to remove it even though you did it k'day lo tzio. So to review what we learned today, first we said that salted fish is not muktzah, but unsalted fish is muktzah. However, there's a machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. If you have unsalted fish that's edible for animals, but planned to be eaten by humans, whether that's mukta or not. Then we said that since a kameya she'inu mumcha can be worn in a karmelis, it is not mukta, but if it's proven not to work, then it might be mukta. Then we said that you could remove a graf shel ri from a residence biodayim, and even if it's not in a residence, but kids might get dirty, you can cover it with a kli. And then we said that a graf could only be brought back inside with water that an animal would drink, and even then possibly only if you need the graf back inside. And then lastly we said is we don't purposely make a graf shel ri on Shabbos, but if you did, you're still allowed to remove it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, same time, same place, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes, and Mem, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night. Have a good night, everybody.